Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News in the Focus program, June 5th, 2012. Dobson to President Obama, : I won't bow to wicked Obamacare, by Chesley Chilling of WND. Dr. James Dobson is taking a defiant stand on Obamacare and is issuing a loud and clear message to President Obama. And I quote, "I will not pay the surcharge for abortion services, so come and get me if you must, Mr. President. I will not bow before your wicked regulation." The evangelical Christian author and founder of Focus on the Family minced no words when he accused Obama of deceiving the American public in his exclusive WND column, "The President's Obamacare Lies." Dobson noted that the president issued the following statement on the night of September 9, 2009, when he gave an address to a joint session of Congress in an effort to push members of the House and Senate to pass his health care bill. "And one more misunderstanding I want to clear up. Under our plan, no federal dollars will be used to fund abortions, and federal conscience laws will remain in place." So this is what the president said. This is what the president said to a House and Senate joint session of Congress on September 9, 2009. However, he said the speech was filled with promises and assurances that have proved to be shockingly false, and the president's premise was based on deception. In numerous speeches, Dobson continues, Obama assured his pro-choice constituency that coverage for abortion would be job one within his health care plan, he noted. "I knew from deep within my soul that the president was not being truthful about this matter of life and death," Dobson recalled, noting Representative Joe Wilson, Republican of South Carolina, was so outraged by what he was hearing that he blurted out, "You lie," obviously a comment directed to the president. By March 2010, the Obama administration had officially approved the first instance of taxpayer-funded abortions under Obamacare, giving Pennsylvania $160 million to set up a new high-risk insurance program under a provision of the legislation in preparation for a $5 billion national rollout. The big promise of September 9th had already been abandoned, Dobson lamented. He also observed that Obama fought language in the legislation that would prohibit federal subsidies for abortions. This was his plan all along, and pro-life advocates were kept in the dark. Earlier this year, Secretary of Health and Human Services Catherine Sebelius announced an expansion of Section 1303, the Obamacare law, requiring millions of Americans to pay a minimum surcharge for abortion services. The amount to be remitted will be $12 per year, but could be much more. Now, obviously, $12 is nothing. That's not even the point. We're not arguing about $12. We're not arguing about $1.20. We're not arguing about 12 cents. This is all about the principle. When an insurance company provides coverage for its abortion, it must charge all employees an amount sufficient to cover the cost of abortion services, even by those who are horrified at the thought, Dobson explained. No one can opt out of the provision that it is now written into the law. Furthermore, the Department of Health and Human Services has announced that businesses and nonprofit organizations, including churches and Christian colleges and universities, must provide free contraceptives and abortion pills with health insurance. When Catholic and evangelical church leaders objected strenuously to this assault on religious liberty, the president simply announced an accommodation requiring insurance companies to pay for the contraceptives. Dobson explained, of course, they will pass the expense along to their customers, and employees will all be in the abortion business. You understand that. You understand the logic behind that. That to say that we're charging the company, let's say, for example, the separate the discussion and say that the Obama administration decides that they are going to charge Home Depot a surcharge for conducting internet activities for the sake of discussion. You recognize that that surcharge is just going to be passed on to you, the consumer, and in the end, it will not be Home Depot that pays for that. It will be you, the consumer, that pays for that. So in this case, since it's not a matter of, we'll just go find Lowe's or another home builder store, now, in this situation, if you have insurance, you're going to pay for it. He said President Obama never intended to protect the conscience clause and even canceled President Bush's executive order guaranteeing doctors, nurses, health professionals would be forced to act against their beliefs. Abortion is an integral part of Obamacare, and babies will die because of it, Dobson wrote in his column. Citizens never had an opportunity to be heard on the matter. The abortion component of the health care bill will go into effect January 2013, and after that date, you could be forced unwittingly to support the killing of babies. But Dobson vowed to take a stand against Obama's wicked surcharge, come what may. And now we read exactly what Dobson wrote. I want to be very careful regarding what I am about to write now. It will not be said flippantly or with malice, but it will reflect the passion of my heart. I believe in the rule of law, and it has been my practice since I was in college to respect and honor those in authority over us. It is my desire to do so now. However, this assault on the sanctity of human life takes me where I cannot go. I will not pay the surcharge for abortion services. The amount of the surcharge is irrelevant. To pay one cent for the killing of babies is egregious to me, and I will do all I can to correct a government that lies to me about its intentions and then tries to coerce my acquiescence to extortion. It would be a violation of my most deeply held convictions to disobey what I consider to be the principles in Scripture. The Creator will not hold us guiltless if we turn a deaf ear to the cries of His innocent babies. So come and get me if you must, Mr. President. I will not bow before your wicked regulation. And of course, we would say, Dr. Dobson. What are we to make of this? What are we to make of an administration that is so bent on providing funding for abortions? Why? What are we to make of this complete lack of sanctity for human life? Why? Can anyone explain to me why? Pastor at BBC, the at symbol, gmail.com. Why is the President administration so bent on funding abortions in every possible way? Pandering? Pandering to women? Why? It just doesn't make sense. We need a change. We need a change. We need the sanctity for human life to be restored, to be restored in America. We need these babies that are being aborted. We need them to be born. Thanks for listening.